What is up, guys? It's your boy Spills from Your House, Our Rules, and today we're introducing a new segment. The podcast might be coming back in some capacity, but for right now, I'm going to do like my own solo reviews on shows, movies, TVs, and maybe get some other content out there. But first up on the list is a little bit of a favorite that I had from the anime winter season this past season. It was on the top of my anime list and in a lot of people's scope of things. It's called Sosu no Frieren or Frieren Beyond Journey's End. It got a lot of really good reviews, so let's see how I feel about it. So the first thing that you notice with this show is that it's called Frieren Beyond Journey's End, and that is exactly how the first episode goes. When you get the first episode, it is Frieren and her team. They had just defeated the Demon King, which is like becoming the Pirate King for Luffy in One Piece. The main story ends and this new story begins. So the first episode, it actually is kind of sad and a little bit heartwarming because Frieren, who is an elf, she doesn't age quite like everybody else. That's the main character. She kind of goes her own way from everybody else that was in her like little party that went and defeated the Demon King. And she comes back like 80 years later or something like that. And the Hamel, the main guy who is like their sword guy, their warrior class or whatever, he's like on his deathbed. And she goes to the priest in their party and stuff. And, you know, he's kind of the same way. She introduces him to one of the main characters that you see throughout this, but it's just a super interesting concept. It has some very heartwarming episodes. If you're looking for a super action-packed anime, this has its fair share of action, but it's not necessarily in the same capacity that other shonens, and I think this is considered a shonen, are. It's a very slow burner for the very beginning of it, but it works for what it is. You get a lot of story development, a lot of world building coming up into this before it starts, you know, shit hits the fan. I think one thing that this show does really well is its use of flashbacks. You do see, it helps build Frieren's character going through it when you see the way that she interacts and how things have changed with her new party compared to her old party. Because there's constant flashbacks of what was going on with her old party, and you see that with how she changes and you know, adapts to life. Because we can get into the characters a little bit. Frieren is kind of like an emotionless soul. You can tell at the end of it that there is emotion there and she genuinely does care about these people. But with such a long lifespan that she has, it's hard for her to like really connect with people because she just sees the flow of life go on and on. All of her friends that she's ever known or people that she's ever known end up dying because she's lived for hundreds of years. There's a little tidbit that they throw in there somewhere where, like, the sexual interactions with elves are different than all the other races. So, yeah, Frieren has a little bit of a hard time interacting with people. But one thing about her is that I like about these characters is some of them are overpowered, but Frieren is, like, god-tier overpowered. And I really like those anime that, you know, introduce the character and, like, they just outclass every single person in the thing. I don't know what it is about that, but it's kind of like the reverse shonen where they, you know, they advance as they're going through the entire series or whatever. This person is just fucking OP from the very beginning, and it causes for some really great scenes. Kind of just want to move from the old characters into the new characters, the one that you see most of the time. The first, accomplice that she meets is Fern. Fern is this young girl that she meets with the priest, and, you know, I don't want to give away too much of her plot points or anything like that because I don't want to have spoilers or whatever, but she comes in. She's a lot like Frieren in the fact that she kind of lacks an emotional bond that there is, but you do see this weird mother-daughter thing that really works for the two characters. It creates this really interesting dynamic that they have between the two of them. And also Fern ends up like growing into her own right. It's one of those things, she meets her as a kid and then like the actual progression of most of the story, she's like a teenager. So she's kind of like what I think is the main character. I see an interesting dynamic with that too, because I think Fern might actually end up being the main character of this, but Frieren and Fern kind of have this interesting mother-daughter dynamic that works really well for the two characters. The next character that you get to meet that kind of joins her party is Stark. He's warrior class. He is the apprentice of Aizen, who is, again, the old party's warrior class. And to be honest with you, he's kind of like that dumb little boy who has a love interest building with Fern. There's not too much with him, because if you watch the series, the last half of the show, he's not really included. Fern and Frieren are doing their own thing. I'm interested to see where they go with this character, because I do see some, you know, spots of greatness with him, but for the most part, there's not much to say about him. He is a little bit of a comic relief character from what I've seen so far, so I'm interested to see where they go with that in the future. So I don't want to get too far into the other characters. I'm just going to do some other noteworthy ones, because there's a lot of characters, but Ubel and Denken are two characters that are potential huge power players coming in this series. Ubel is kind of that, like, villainous anti-hero character. We're not really sure what she's about. She could either be a villain or she could be like an anti-hero that helps him out, but she's one of those ones that's just kind of like this cutthroat psychopathic type character who's a complete G, and as of everyone that I've seen in the series, probably the only one that really could go toe-to-toe with Frieren. And then you have Denken, who is this, like, old man who's been around. He's a politician, and you kind of get, like, that Game of Thrones type deal with him. You're not really sure what his intentions are, but he definitely has an intention. He kind of has, like, an old grandpa-y feel to him that's helpful, but at the same time, you're not sure if he's there to help or if he's just to politic his way in and out. The other character I want to kind of talk about is Ceri, which is the other elf in the story. She's kind of like the antagonist. I don't necessarily want to call her, but when it comes down to her and Frieren's ideals, they are the yin to the yang. She has completely different ideals with them. They definitely clash in this. It's not like a fight, like a physical fight or anything like that, but more of like a mental thing that they got there. They've known each other for a while. They are the two characters that have been alive for hundreds of years. Ceri knows apparently all the different magics that there is to know in the world, and you can see them kind of setting up something there. It might be like another anti-hero type thing where they end up working together reluctantly and then building a friendship at the end or whatever, but yeah, Ceri's one of those characters who is kind of integral to the entire story that we've seen so far. Next, I kind of want to move into some of like the art styles and maybe even the fight choreography a little bit. The art style has kind of like this classic fantasy. It's a little bit more washed or desaturated type characters that you have, but mixed with some of the magic battles that they get in, which is this super vibrant, bright, in-your-face magic spells that they're doing. I think that definitely works. It has kind of like this oil pastel painted landscapes in the background or whatever. It's a beautiful look for me. I can see how some people might not like it because it is just a little bit washed in my opinion. And I think they do that on purpose because some of the characters, as we said before, they don't necessarily have the empathy or the emotion that you would see with a lot of characters in anime. And I think that it works very well for this. I could be wrong, I could be lying or whatever, but I think that that definitely works. Outside of that, the animation for the fight scenes are great. I mean, it's top tier animation. This was definitely one that was on a lot of people's radar coming into it. Definitely got to watch it. The fight scenes are a little bit different than you'd see in, like, you know, your Narutos or whatever. They're a little bit more Hunter in that aspect. Hunter, what I liked so much about that one is it wasn't just in-your-face, hand-to-hand combat, like, oh, damn, this is so cool. It was more like each skill, each piece of magic affects another one differently. So there's different characters whose skill set matches other characters better. And when you see the later episodes or whatever, when they're going through this, like, almost tournament-style arc, you see how those clash with each other, and it makes for some very interesting storytelling. The one thing that I kind of want to close with here is what I liked the most about the show, which was the pacing. Kind of mentioned it before, but it starts out slow. It's a slow burner, and I like that. I like having a little bit of world building, a little bit of character building or whatever. It takes 10 episodes to really get into it, and then because I'm watching this, and I'm like, I think it's classified as a shonen. I probably should have cleared that up, but I'm sitting there, I'm like, there's really not much going on here. I'm enjoying it. It's just, it has this heartwarming, really cool feel to it. If you can get past that, the first 10 episodes, then it does start getting into this arc where, you know, people are clashing with each other. But something about the dynamic of it just slowly introducing the world that you're set in and then kind of taking that and spinning it on its head and using all the shit that you introduced to make these fight scenes even cooler, I really enjoyed that. With all that being said, I'm going to give Free Ren a 9.2 out of 10. This was genuinely one of the better animes that I've seen in a very long time. I thoroughly enjoyed this. I started watching it maybe like 18 of episodes of the 26. So if you're looking to check out an anime guy, this isn't going to be just about anime. I'm going to do regular television shows as well, but it's hard to kind of, you know, combine those two genres of people. But if you are into anime, I definitely recommend checking this one out. Also, if you're not, this could be a good one. Like I said, if you're down with the slow burn that moves into something that climaxes with a little bit harder, heavier fighting style shonen anime type thing, then this might be your show. With that being said, this has been your show, our review. I'm Spills. Peace.